While it's no secret a concussion can do damage, research into brains of former athletes show that repeated knocks to the head like those experienced by boxers and footy players might be causing serious brain disease. Now, one of Australia's most famous names in boxing has decided to donate his brain to science in the hope it'll help those who come after him. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
From the blue corner, from Marrickville, Sydney, Australia, challenger Jeff Fenwick.
Jeff Fenwick is considered one of Australia's greatest boxers, but the three-time world champion is worried that his stellar career might have taken a toll on his health.
I've done things where I've spoken to people and I'm supposed to meet him in 15 minutes and I've forgotten. I've been placed and I've picked things up without even knowing. But just recently I had all my tests and they were all 100%. So, look, I'm not sure what it was, I'm worried about it.
Experiences like this and seeing some of his friends, former boxers and rugby players, deteriorate to the point of being unable to speak has prompted Jeff Fenwick to make an extraordinary decision. After he dies, his brain will be studied by the Australian Sports Brain Bank to determine whether decades of knocks to the head have taken their toll.
In rugby league, if you get concussion, they take you off and they leave you there for 20 minutes and you go through a series of tests. In boxing, we count to 8. If you're not up by 10, the fight's over. If you're up by 10, we've just been concussed and we fight on.
His neurologist, Dr. Rowena Mobbs, is the clinical lead at the Australian Sports Brain Bank.
Jeff has very bravely, I feel, put himself forward to try to explore this issue more closely of whether multiple hits to the head and concussions can lead to lasting injury.
Jeff Fenwick's brain will be examined for signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, a degenerative brain disease associated with repeated blows to the head.
So a person, for example, may have issues with their short-term memory in particular, their judgment, their vision and their balance. There can be mood changes such as irritability, depression or anxiety that don't always match up perfectly with changes in the brain on the technology that we know of now. And so we really need further work in this field to understand what those particular culprit proteins are that may contribute to chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
The Australian Sports Brain Bank is a joint venture between the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital and the Brain and Mind Centre at the University of Sydney. It already has more than 100 pledges from a variety of sports people across different codes, including former rugby league players Peter Sterling and Ian Roberts and former AFL players Sam Blees and Daniel Chick. Jeff Fenwick hopes his donation will improve understanding about the disease CTE and to make sure there's more done in future to keep athletes safe on the field or in the ring.
Somebody needs to get up and speak the truth. If we're going to have a protocol and look after people's health, we've got to have a protocol over all sports. And, you know, I really don't know what to say because I love boxing and without boxing I'd be nobody. But I also think that life in general and helping people is more important than boxing.
Former boxer Jeff Fenwick ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.